Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Matt here. Welcome to Mad Tiger BLS. Hold on just one second as I add Tiger into the line. Good day everyone.
What's
here
up,
at Matt
everybody?
So, let me start off by saying today we want to apologize and say that we're sorry to you listeners that we have not given you 100% of ourselves to you, to the show, and we are truly sorry. From this day forward, we will tune in when we say we're going to tune in, and you will hear a new Matt and Tiger BLS. So, once again, we thank you, and we're sorry, and we thank you so much for listening to the most underrated podcast on iTunes. Now, let's get this train wreck started. Tiger,
And we don't mean underrated, as in we offer more value than what one would think. We mean underrated, as in no one rates and reviews us on iTunes.
That is true. No one does. No one.
This is the most unreviewed podcast on iTunes. Welcome, everybody. I'm excited. Like Ruben Studdard said, I'm sorry for 2004, but we're back. We're excited. How are you feeling, buddy?
Man, I'm feeling good. I get to do a radio show with my best friend and my business partner. And
yes.
Today we're talking about personal development. Why personal development is critical to a success. Jim Rohn said, we generally change ourselves for one or two reasons, inspiration or depression. Desperation.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like it. I think that we all live in desperation, especially at times in our life. I like that your buddy Zig Ziglar says, turn your vehicle into a mobile university. You should always be working on yourself. I don't care if you're at the pinnacle of your life, there are still things to learn. Knowledge is power. The more you learn, the more you earn. Being knowledgeable. It is cool to be intelligent. It is cool to have all the answers. It's your job to get out there and find them.
That's absolutely right. Who inspires you? That's some questions that you need to ask. When you see what you want to become is far more important than what you get on a job. So whenever you're on a job, the important question to ask yourself is, what am I getting, instead of who am I becoming? And what are you becoming in the transition of health, wealth, love, and happiness, as Ty would say?
Absolutely. The hardest thing is learning self-awareness. And if we get, my dream to come true would be to get, Gary Vaynerchuk on this show. And I discussed that with you earlier in detail off the show. But that's one thing I would like to ask him is, he prides himself on being so self-aware. I want to know what he's doing so I can emulate that as well. I believe being self-aware, knowing where you're slipping, knowing where you're great. I think I'm pretty good at it, but I think I can definitely learn some more techniques, and get better at it. Master it versus just being good at it. I think
master yourself.
You need to work on something. Absolutely. That's the point of self-help. That's the point of, bettering yourself. You have to be real with yourself. You have to have a blind intensity towards yourself so you can pick yourself apart to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because once you become, what you become directly influences what you get. So if you become more attractive, not only in looks, but personal-wise, like business, health, personal finances, then you're going to start attracting that. Think of it this way. Most of you have today, you've attracted by becoming the person you are right now. Now, the question I have for you, what are you currently becoming? Because we never stay the same. You either get better or you get worse. Who are you starting to become?
And are you getting better at the things you want to be? Are you stuck in a job that you don't really like and you're just getting better at that? That's not a win to me.
Right.
We grow up and we're told to go work at a factory. go work at a paper factory. Work there for 20 years. You'll get a pension and a retirement, and at the end of 20 years when you retire, you get a gold watch. You made a passive income of $50,000 to $60,000. You were secure. You got, you know, a bonus every year. You got a raise every year. You got a gold watch at the end of your 20 with a 401k. Some people consider that a win, but I don't. If that's not what you were passionate about, if that's not what you truly loved, but you just did it for 20 years of your life, I don't consider that a win. I consider that an awful life. I do believe we're all meant for something. We all have a purpose, but most of us want to settle. Most of us choose comfort over passion, and that tears me apart.
That's a great, great statement. Because I do agree. I agree that all of us are meant to do something great. And some of us are meant to help others do something great. So know which one you are and start fulfilling that.
That's great. You know, Matt, consider ourselves entrepreneurs. But when we look at our wives, we see that they are intrapreneurs.
We believe they're
better suited in an office, working for someone, building a brand, building a company for someone. They could be CEOs of someone else's thing. As where Matt and I are more ground floor, hands-on, we like getting dirty, rolling up our sleeves, and putting in the 18-hour days, 6 days a week.
Amen to that one. I can do that. 14 hours a day, 24 days a week. Yeah, I can do that.
Sure.
I like that. Yeah, so unless you change who you are, you're always going to have what you've got. I mean, that's super simple. If you don't change your diet, if you don't change the way you live, if you don't change your finances, then you'll always get what you've got right now. Become a better person. Become more attractive. And once you become more attractive, you're going to attract those people, those like-minded people.
Who do you hang out with every day? That's the biggest question. Are you hanging out with people who are relationship flopping, here 1 minute, gone the next? Are you hanging out with people who are unemployed? Are you hanging out with people who just settle with their current finances and they just think it's life? Who are you hanging out with? Are you hanging out with people who are thinking? Are you hanging out with big thinkers? Are you hanging out with people who are doing things? Who are you hanging out with? Who are you spending time with? I need a better circle of influence. My circle of influence that I consider is when I listen to Ty Lopez in podcast form, when I listen to Lewis House in podcast form, when I listen to Gary Vaynerchuk in podcast form, I consider that my circle. However, that circle is one-sided. I can look at them as mentors, but I can't feedback off of them. I can't talk to them on their podcast. I can't communicate. So I get everything one-sided. So I think I get 50% of the benefit of listening. However, I'm getting 100% more than those who aren't taking the time to listen. So, I think I'm gaining 50% knowledge for myself, but I'm getting 100% more knowledge than people who aren't even doing this step.
Amen.
So, you know, I think that's very important, but I think that a part of becoming more attractive, and we're not talking necessarily looks, we're talking everything. When you become more attractive, you have to attract others that are like-minded. My grandmother told me as a child, birds of a feather flock together. Be careful who you hang out with. You know, and I never heeded those words as deeply as I should have. Birds of a feather flock together. It's very true. Even if you're not as bad as the ones you're hanging out with, you're labeled lazy. You're labeled a failure. You're labeled whatever they are. They might be the partiers, the stoners. But the feathers that I should attach myself to that bird was the studious one. You know,
right.
The ones that had their head on straight early and knew that knowledge is power. Knowledge is money. You know, readers are leaders. Read books, people. Audiobooks are great. Podcasts are great. But the old-fashioned art of sitting down, holding a book in your hand, and getting lost in the information is powerful. It's a lost art. I call it an art. I truly do. Reading is an art form. People forgot how to do it. We want instant information. And in today's time, we only know things on a surface level. People who take time to write the books know it thoroughly. We need to get back to the basics, what got us here. You know, there's an old term in mixed martial arts that Rashad Evans was just talking about on a podcast on the Mixed Martial Arts Hour with Ariel Helwani. He was talking about what got him to the dance, what got him to the big show was wrestling. But he fell in love with the art of stand-up, and his record is kind of looks like our show numbers on Blog Talk. It kind of looks like mountains. That's what his record has kind of done, Matt, because he's changed his style. He quit his wrestling. He quit wrestling as a foundation because he fell in love with knocking people out. When he knocked out Sean Salmon, when he knocked out Chuck Liddell, he stopped worrying about what got him there. And he talked about his next upcoming fight. And what he did wrong against Ryan Bader is he didn't do what got him to the dance. He's getting back to his basics, what got him to the UFC, what got him
Tim
to
Mendes
the UFC title.
Tim Mendes,
oh, that's cool. Are we at a car
lot?
No, sorry.
I'm glad that's live. So, guys, we're coming to you when we can. Matt is literally at work podcasting for you guys. So, he's going back to the basics. He's going back to wrestling, Matt. He's going back to what got him there. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to go back to learning things more in depth, having a real knowledge versus a surface knowledge, you know, having a real deep, trusted, fake knowledge. The thing is, people used to read books and textbooks, and they would learn things deep, and they would know it inside and out. They would know it backwards. Now we read an article. It takes us 5 minutes, and we think we're masters of whatever it is we just read about. You know, that's the problem. No one is passionate about the things anymore. And whatever they do find passion in, they think it's foolish. They think it's foolish, and they don't chase that passion. They would rather get that job at a factory and work there 20 years and retire with a gold watch and a 401k. But they wasted the 20 years of their life.
That is true. You know, people spend more time planning their vacations than they do their lives. That's what's sad.
My vacations are planned pretty detailed.
Yeah. And that's the sad thing is that it still amazes me to realize the young people, they don't know how to plan for their success. They don't know how to plan for their lives. They would, as I seen on spring break this past week, a lot of people were planning on going somewhere, and they did, but they can't plan 5 years ahead of time for their own lives.
Oh, we're super nearsighted, you know.
Yeah.
We live in the now. We live in the now world. We're not back to basics.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right.
That's the problem. We're living for today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you're well prepared if you're living for today.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's things you need to get done today. You need to hustle while you're here. But you should also be mapping out your next quarter.
Amen. Yeah, we're in our second quarter living right now. Second quarter of the year. What are you doing? Now,
I'll tell you what you're doing. You're doing a podcast. You're pushing out all the knowledge and your passion while you're at your lunch break sitting at your desk. You're trying to get a quick bite to eat and bringing a show to everyone at your office. Because
I don't eat right now. I'm on a diet.
Any other time. Yeah, right. No, it's called the starvation diet. It's called the Matt. He's trying to lose Matt and Tiger. If you tuned into Friday's show, you would get that joke.
Which nobody did. But anyway, that's neither for
one. You know how I know nobody tuned in?
How is that?
We're the most non-rated reviewed podcast on iTunes. And we wear that badge proudly. You know, one day
one of
our listeners get on there, at least pop in on iTunes and just comment hi, we're going to freak out and have to come up with a new slogan.
That's true. We're going to have to. Now, we just have a few more minutes. Tiger, send us out with a quote, please.
Hmm.
If you got one.
You know what?
If you got one.
My, yeah, you know what? My quote for the day, the first thing you said whenever it came to me was Nike / Shia LaBeouf. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. You know, I think the reason why that's heavy on my mind is I just listened to a podcast with Gary Vaynerchuk, and his suggestion was hashtag do it. Hashtag do it. Don't talk about it. Don't act about it. Do it. Hashtag do it. And I thought, man, when he said do it, I thought of Shia LaBeouf screaming into a camera, just do it. And then I thought of my old Nike slogan, just do it. So, guys, today it's Monday. Everybody hates a Monday. Matt gets that joke. it's Monday, guys. It's a Monday, okay?
Yes,
it's
it is.
Monday.
Now, if you have time on this Monday, talking about just do it, if you have time, get on YouTube and look up Art
and rate and review us on
iTunes. Yes, rate and review us on iTunes. Look him up, Art Williams. He has a speech called Just Do It, probably one of the most motivational speeches you'll ever hear.
Ooh, hi, Ed.
Art Williams.
Going to be listening to that on my drive.
Yeah, just let's do it. It's 20 minutes long. Art Williams, just do it. As for me, I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, and to my left is my beautiful, talented, long-legged, fully loaded Italian father of three with three different moms, Tiger Taylor.
Yeah. That's not true, guys. That's not true. We love you so much. I am not fully loaded. All right, guys. I love you guys. We'll see you soon. We'll talk.
Good night.
Love you. Bye.